This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to another hot edition of Radio Law Talk. It is hot outside in the West Coast. Thank you for joining us. I am Frederick Penny, your host, with Cal Hunter behind the glass and Seth Madden sitting in for those on assignment. I'm not going to tell you what type of assignment, but Denise and Todd are away. I don't think it's an assignment. I think they're both sleeping in, but I'm going to call it an assignment so it doesn't sound bad to the listeners out there. Remember, this is the most interesting, exciting, and sometimes entertaining, maybe informative show on Earth other than the alien shows. So sit down and put your seatbelt on, because this is going to be an exciting one with Seth and I. And so we've got the three amigos, Seth and I and Cal.
I'm still excited about finding an alien lawyer that can join us on the show. I think there would be, or someone who represents Earth people against aliens, something
yes.
like that.
Maybe we can do that. Maybe Seth's a young lawyer.
Hey, subspecialty.
It's going to be a hard pass.
Area 51 cases. Gladly accepted.
I'll specialize in those after the Area 51 raid.
That's what I'm saying. And it's coming.
That's coming up.
That's coming up.
So speaking of Area 51, we also have Burning Man we could talk about, but we may or may not. Remember, seek legal counsel. We're talking about general topics of law. Do not use what we say in a court of law. Now, you can use it at the dinner table with the in-laws or during the holiday when someone wants to say something and you want to combat or go against them. Just say, you know, at Radio Law Talk, they said as follows. Because they'll always say that they say, and nobody really knows what they say means. But now you can use Radio Law Talk, so that's exciting. Hey, you know what? I'm going to do a quick shout-out to a brand-new affiliate. We are growing, Cal. We grow constantly.
We do.
Again, it didn't break the record of what we had, 16 in 1 week affiliates that joined us, or about 15 or 16.
Something like that. They went crazy.
It went crazy, but we're still joining about every week. We've got one joining, I believe, next week or week after that I can't mention, but that's an exciting big one. But we do have KWTO 560 AM and 93.3 FM in Springfield, Missouri.
Oh, wow.
Welcome, Springfield, Missouri. Love having you.
Well, speaking of affiliates,
I like the Amargosa Valley.
We have to mention our friends at the Amargosa Valley. We were close to Area 51. They're close to Area 51.
Right.
It all ties together.
You thought the Amargosa Valley was remote.
What, Missouri? Is that Springfield? Springfield's not bad.
That's like the capital of Missouri, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay, keep going.
From a guy from Indiana.
Insult as many people as you can that are just listening to the show for the first time. Nice touch.
Yeah. I've driven through Missouri many times, diagonally at most.
I'm sorry.
And it is it's pretty rough.
Really?
Yeah. So I cut down from the 255 out of St. Louis, and you go diagonally across the state down into Oklahoma. That's where I was born, so we went back to visit our roots many times.
Oh, cool. I have a legacy relative who lost his life in Missouri in a massacre against his faith in a place called Hans Mill, Missouri.
All I got to say is, was the car you're driving with only one headlight and a spare tire on the left back?
Wait, I will be honest.
And the license plate swinging down.
When we got down there, the brakes had melted off the vehicle or on the headlight. Seized up on the rotors. Couldn't tell you how many breaker bars we got through to get the brakes off that car.
Yeah, there we go. We're going to talk today about Johnny Depp's defamation lawsuit, Jesse Smollett's defamation lawsuit against him. We're also going to talk about the most interesting Covenant student defamation lawsuit takes a huge blow. That's just happened late yesterday. That is Friday.
And a fascinating legal theory put out.
Yes, and it is interesting. We're going to talk about that. We've got the Epstein case is always there, but there's some interesting things that are coming out of the prison where he's the jail where he's waiting for his trial. former Cowboy star Darren McFadden. I remember him. He's in a bit of trouble. We're going to discuss that. Remember, everyone's innocent until proven guilty. Neil Armstrong's death lawsuit. That was an interesting one that I've studied and looked at. That you know, he was older. He was getting up there, but there was a settlement that came about, and it was confidential, but we're going to go through some of the information that we found out. Don't forget, and I tweeted this out earlier, there is an accident that occurred at the airport in Texas. Ready for this? And it involved a cart of Fiji water.
Uh-oh.
I think I know what happened, but the lawsuits are starting to fly, and we're going to discuss the theory behind what is really going on. And I think I have a good idea.
Well, what if it was like Alhambra water? Would the theory be the same?
No, it would not be the same. It would not be the same.
Well, yeah.
No, it's because it's Fiji water, I know what's going on. So I'm going to talk about that, and I'm going to get in detail. Nobody knows this. I haven't told Cal or Seth about what my theory is, but it's going to come up. I know exactly what happened. Now we got lawmen. We've got so many. I've got 15, 16 different cases we need to talk about, but we're not going to go into that because we want to start our most famous part of this show that everybody loves. Remember to tweet us at Radio Law Talk or call 855 Law Radio for case or no case and tell us what you think. Cal, let's just get a little bit of it started.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
All right. Now the case of the Betty, Betty Bad Bratwurst.
Oh, Betty, Betty Bad.
Betty, Betty Bad.
B-E-T-T-Y, B-E-T-T-Y.
Yes. A couple from Milwaukee, Wisconsin had just moved to the Wisconsin Dells to reopen a small bar and restaurant. They bought the old Park and Chew and decided to rebrand it.
Wait a minute, what was that?
It was called the Park and Chew. Isn't that a great name for a little drive-in restaurant? The Park and Chew. Anyway, so
what city was this in again?
It was in the Dells, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Recreation area in the Wisconsin. They wanted to put in a small craft brewery because he'd brewed his own Pilsner at home before, and he worked at a brewery, and Joseph and Ava Millerson bought some food to cook up for lunch, including bratwurst from the home of Milwaukee's Best Brats, the Northern Wisconsin Wholesale Meat Company. And the brats were not right. He said he got them replaced, thinking maybe this was just a tasteless batch. But his customers were not biting the brats. And beer and brat was...
that one again.
His customers were not biting the brats.
Okay, will you use that as a later? Save that. What it is on our time, 9:13, yes, 42 seconds.
Yeah, I've got it recorded.
Make sure you record that.
His customers were not biting the brats. And then so his beer and brat Friday, which was a really critical special to his success, began to fall apart. So his lunch trade then got worse. Then his Thursday lunch trade went down. Then his Wednesday lunch trade went down. And before he knew it, nobody was coming to eat lunch and have a brew. And next thing he knew, after 6 months or so, he shut down the what he renamed the Dovetail Cafe. He should have stuck with Park and Chew. But anyway, the Dovetail Cafe and Lounge was closed for good, and the Millersons were certain that it was because of the lousy bratwurst that started the whole chain reaction. So they sought counsel, saying that the Northern Wisconsin Wholesale Meat Company failed to deliver on their promise, the best brats in the business. And so I ask you if that's a case or no case, and we have just about a minute left, so you can just give us your...
Well, we're not going to give you... We're going to tease you a little bit on this but remember, tease you with a lot of the puns that you have mentioned.
Please do, yes.
But you have a year. Do you have the year? Or approximately... Was this 1909 or was it 2000?
No.
Well,
this was in 1997.
1997. I like it how he looks at me. He doesn't look at his paper.
I have it on my phone. I just had looked at my case.
So if you guys, listen, here's the key. A lot of people don't like to talk about this or call in, but yet later we'll have people email us or something about it. Remember, you can call in and Cal won't put you on the air. Just tell him or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. And those of you who don't know what a tweet is, look it up under Wikipedia.
But ask your kids.
Yeah, ask your kids. So we're going to be back right after this, and we're going to finish case or no case, then get into the Johnny Depp case against Amber Heard. We'll be back.
There's lots more Radio Law Talk coming up right here on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. All advertising.
advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com. The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit Concussion Medical Clinic. Clinic.com to schedule your appointment.
Many women have so many clothes in the closet, but then we go to get dressed and find we have nothing to wear. We've all been there. We all want to be comfortable and fashionable at the same time, and it's difficult to find clothing that makes that task effortless. But at Letty & Company, you can find trendy, comfortable clothing that is affordable. Things you'll want to wear every day. Shop with a purpose online with free shipping. Just go to LETTYandCompany.com. LettyandCompany.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's P-E-N-N.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Can somebody help me? I think my air conditioner's dying.
Nurse, I need a compressor and a condenser coil. Stat.
Sounds serious.
Doctor, it's losing pressure, and the blower motor is unresponsive.
Sounds expensive.
That depends. Do you have an American Home Shield home warranty?
No.
Well, then I'm afraid I have some bad news.
Before your next home system and appliance breakdown, be sure you call American Home Shield. We help cover the cost when major components of up to 21 home systems and appliances die. Either we'll come to your home and repair them, or we'll replace them, no matter their age, including your AC, washer, oven, electrical, and plumbing. For a free quote, call 1-800-700-4350. Be sure your budget's protected. Be sure with the Shield, American Home Shield. For a free quote on flexible plans to meet your needs and budget, call 1-800-700-4350. That's 1-800-700-4350.
Limitations and exclusions apply. See plan for details.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Hey, I was live on Twitter trying to get some people excited about calling in, but we can't do that. Nobody wants to call
in. Well, you have to decide if you're going to use your phone to tweet or to call. See, that's the problem. You put them in a case of conflict here.
That's true. That's exactly why. So, all right, Cal, give us a very brief overview. I mean, two Jeff?
Yes, a couple from Milwaukee moved to the Dells and bought a little place, the Park and Chew. They decided to rebrand it. I love the name. And they decided to rebrand it and, you know, have a little kind of a yuppie bar, so to speak, and have a little brewery and, you know, sell some bratwurst and beer for lunch, which, by the way, is a very common lunch in Milwaukee if you've ever been there. You know, it's a big Friday thing. And they got some brats from the Northern Wisconsin Meat Company, the best brats in the business, but they weren't. They said that people did not like the brats that they purchased, and so they stopped coming to buy their bratwurst. So they decided to seek counsel to see if they could sue, because ultimately their whole lunch trade fell off, and they had to close the business. And they believe that it all started, this whole chain of events, the domino theory, if you will, began when they got some bad bratwurst. Now, the owners of the company were asked, and they said, well, we did have a couple of batches where we changed our vendor for coriander, which is one of the key spices, and that changed the flavor of our bratwurst. We have since gone back to our original supplier. But the Millersons said, well, thank you, that's too late for us. We're already out of business, and we want to do something about it. So there's your case or no case. And you may then opine, and Mr. Penny, well, first we have to determine, and I have already determined as the arbiter of the game, that our good friend Seth Madden is playing for Todd Kuenin because he is horribly behind.
That's a good idea. Not for Denise. She's caught up.
Yes.
Last time, Seth, you gave your points to Denise.
Yeah.
So, all right.
I think it's only fair.
I think it's only fair I opine first because I'm going to know a lot more than this guy.
I agree.
Yeah.
But then again, who doesn't? Okay, go ahead. It was too easy, Seth. I'm sorry. It was too easy.
Here's the answer. Want me to give you the answer?
Sure.
It's a case.
Okay.
And what happened was... why didn't they stop serving those brats is my question, and what a jury's going to ask. And they're going to say you could have went to another competitor and got their brats once you saw people weren't, quote, customers not biting the brats. You could have gone to the Southern meat shop instead of the Northern meat shop. And you have to do a thing called mitigating your damages. In other words, if you find there's a problem or something going wrong under the law, and this is, you know, very broad, but you need to generally figure a way to remedy it if you can. And the question is, the brat company, was it foreseeable that they would lose their business because of this? Maybe not. So the winner is not Park and Chew. I'm going to keep calling them Park and Chew.
It's the best name.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it, even though it's called something else, but that's nice.
It's called the Dovetail.
Park and Chew loses.
Okay. Interesting. What do you think, Seth?
Were the brats filled with cheese?
A true bratwurst in Wisconsin that are served in bars are not filled with anything but pork and the four big spices, whatever they are, coriander, something else. Anyway, you can buy them with cheese, but that's usually for people who are lazy and you know, don't want to do it right at home.
I just figured with all that wine in there doing, there's a little bit of cheese involved.
And you don't serve wine with a brat. You serve beer. It's brat, beer and brat.
Beer and brat.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that this is a case.
Okay.
And I was actually thought Fred might have looked at my notes because I thought the exact same thing. You know, over time, you know, you have a duty to remedy your situation, right? So if you got 6 months of people not eating an item at your restaurant.
Oh, wait. Not eating. Customers not biting the brats. Say it right. Not eating. Customers not biting the brats.
I'm generally speaking.
Oh. Like
if McDonald's said, hey, people aren't eating our Big Mac, they're not going to keep selling the Big Mac.
They're not biting the bad beef.
That's three B's in a row. Biting bad beef.
Biting the bad Big Mac.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Right, okay. So since they continued to serve it, even though that nobody was biting the brats, it's their own fault. So they're going to lose.
Well, it's kind of hard to argue both of your logic.
The problem
there
is that's very intelligent, and that's why I think we're going to lose. But go ahead.
It's quite frightening to me.
That's what I'm saying. Very intelligent analysis and the true law that we laid out, but that probably means we lose.
Yeah, so a couple of quick questions, though. They did get the meat replaced, and the company said, okay, well, we'll replace what you have, and we'll replace it with this. But they happened to come at the time when they had the bad coriander.
So why? What about everybody else that they were selling the bad brats to?
Well, they said brat sales are down.
Well, I thought I was even wrote out the Northwestern Wisconsin Meat Company. I even wrote it out, thought maybe it was some kind of funky synonym for something, because I was like, no, you got to be drinking this.
No,
it's... She came up with Park and Chews.
Park and Chews. Come on, that's pretty good. Right.
I got a name for a business.
For those
who are interested.
For those of you... Okay, by the way, I guess we're getting... we're about 2 minutes out here. So for those of you who say this is a case, may I see by a show of hand...
Oh, he made it all up. I knew that. Oh, Seth's not going to stop laughing now. We won't get through the show.
I made the whole thing up. That's all the way down to the park and chew.
So in your imaginary world, who won the case? I get a half a point for effort. Todd needs all the help he can get.
Yeah. Well, in the imaginary world, I would think that the people at the park and chew are just nuts. That's what would be my theory.
The park and chew customers are not biting the brats.
Yeah, they're not biting the brats. So what are you going to do if people are...
Let's move on.
If people are not biting your brats, you've got a real problem. Actually, I went to broadcasting school in Milwaukee, and beer and brats was the big thing.
Did you say broadcasting?
Broadcasting. And I, of course, never drank the beer. I've never had an alcohol drink in my life. But I would go with my friends from broadcasting school. I'd eat the brats. They'd drink the beer. And it was 25 cents for a beer and a brat.
And you had to drive home.
I drive home, which is hard to do when you've had a lot of brats.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, when we come back, we're going to talk about Johnny Depp's defamation lawsuit. There's some interesting parts of this that, man, he's going after Amber Heard, his former wife. They are pounding on each other, and a little minor victory. It's not a major victory, but a good, strong, minor victory for Johnny Depp. I'm going to go in deep detail because I read the Washington Post op-ed this morning, which I really haven't detailed before, and I'm telling you, it's interesting how things are going to go. So we'll be back with Johnny Depp.
All right, there's much more Radio Law Talk coming up. Remember, Radio Law Talk is broadcast live Pacific Time, Saturdays, 9 to noon.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Supreme Court has lifted a freeze imposed by lower courts on the Trump administration's shift of nearly $2.5 million in Pentagon funding to begin construction on border barriers in Arizona, California, and New Mexico. Guatemala has signed an agreement to be a safe third country, requiring migrants from there, El Salvador, and Honduras to apply for U.S. asylum there rather than at the U.S. border with Mexico. President Trump says the agreement sends a clear message to smugglers and human traffickers.
Your day is over, and we're investing in the future of Guatemala.
It requires migrants who cross into Guatemala on their way to the U.S. to apply for protections in Guatemala instead of the U.S. border.
It'll protect the rights of those with legitimate claims and will end the widespread abuse of the system.
This is USA Radio News.
There's something out there for you and me. And the American road is calling. So what's it gonna be? Hey, it's an amazing day. Traveling our own highway. No matter where it leads us, we can smile. Cause it's leaning in the mile.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Where's Todd?
This is Radio Law Talk.
Todd and Denise are on assignment with Seth Madden, Fred Penny, and Cal Hunter are here. We can do just as good a job, if not better, than those little slouches not coming in here.
Todd posted an ad for a portable bidet this morning on Facebook.
He did not.
I think he's busy.
First camper.
What we're going to do is talk about Johnny Depp. Okay, look, what happened, if those of you, there's so much going on with Johnny Depp's life, and if we don't follow his life, there's nothing to talk about in Radio Law Talk. But he was at one time married to Amber Heard, and they were on a movie together, the film Rum Diary. And I've never seen that, but I watched the trailer. It's a very interesting, looks like a very interesting movie, and he meets her on the set. They get together and get married. And the marriage is only a few years, doesn't last very long. And in 2016, she alleges domestic violence. This nasty divorce ensues, and there's a lot of allegations back and forth. And remember, everyone's innocent until proven guilty. And so Amber Heard goes on the Washington Post and does an op-ed.
I was going to say, it wasn't, she just says back in domestic violence since 2016.
Yeah,
she writes this letter.
Yeah. But anyway, it comes down to this Washington Post op-ed. And again, we here at Radio Law Talk are politically neutral. We're, you know, everyone's got their argument. And I love it when we argue both sides. So what he did is this op-ed, she talks about abuse. And she never mentions Johnny Depp's name, but according to Johnny Depp and their argument, she insinuates it. So I really went in and studied this op-ed, finally. You know, I've looked at it before, but just briefly, but I studied the op-ed. And not, you know, throwing opinion back and forth, and we're going to get into why. why he's had a minor victory. But she basically was pretty vague in the way they wrote it. But I could see if you're a Johnny Depp, Amber Heard person, you could insinuate. But for me, I was like, I had no idea who she was talking about. And she was very kind of broad, other than, quote, I had the rare vantage point of seeing in real time how institutions protect men accused of abuse. Now, this is during a time period soon after they're having these issues.
So you'd have to really, and like you said, like when I was reading into this, you really have to follow, you know, there's people out there that follow actresses and actors' lives, and they know, like, every single news piece or everything right. that goes on between them. And 90% of it is because they're public people.
Well, the other point is that this is also in the Me Too time, when anybody in Hollywood could say, well, I've seen where institutions, where men protect, where men are protected by institutions against women. That is about as generic a statement about against any type of abuse, whether it's sexual or domestic or whatever it is, as that you could make, I would think.
Well, here's the issues that he's bringing up, you know, that he argues. The biggest issue that he argues is he was kicked off, basically. They say it was, wasn't kicked off, but he's no longer Jack Sparrow in the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, that was one thing that I read into, and I was like, what? I think Jack Sparrow died. Like, to be honest with you, there was enough Pirates of the Caribbean. But if he says, oh, you ruined that career for me, and then she said the same thing. She said, hey, I've lost, you know, jobs because of this. But then you look at her resume here, Aquaman, Justice League.
That was after.
That was after the fact, and both of those were huge movies.
Yeah, and the franchise for Johnny Depp, by the way, was a $20 or $25 million per movie ticket for him. I mean, this was huge money.
Yeah, but for her coming across with those allegations will hurt him, especially in the Me Too movement. And so she comes out against him, and this is hurting him. And he says it's not true. And so, but what happens is, what does he do? They get the divorce. But now he brings a $50 million defamation lawsuit against her, $50 million. And what happens is you pick venue. And as weird as this sounds as lawyers, venues does matter. Let me tell you right now, in Podunk, Diddly Town, wherever, the value of the money that they're going to pay you, Cal's like giving me this look, in a personal injury lawsuit is not what you're going to receive in Los Angeles. It's just not going to happen. Because in Los Angeles or Southern California, $1 million is not technically a lot of money, where in some areas of the country, $50,000 is a lot of money. And so the jury will say, we're going to give you a ton of money. Here's $50,000. Where in Southern California, it's like, well, a house is $1 million, so that's just, you know. So what they choose is Fairfax, Virginia as the venue, because that's where apparently the Washington Post is based out of.
Right, and the other, go off what you said as far as like the Los Angeles verdict compared to, it, you know, some place in Kansas. The verdicts are going to be obviously different, but there's also going to be, you thinking Ms. Heard wanted to move it, and that's kind of like her hometown. You know, more people might be in favor of her as opposed to Johnny Depp. There might be some burnt bridges there. There might be some political motivations there as far as, like you said, like the Me Too movement type thing. And so she was trying to get this case removed.
To L.A., to Southern California.
Yeah, to Southern California. So.
And so anyway, the courts held that she cannot move it to Southern California, and it has to stay in Fairfax, Virginia, due to the fact that they're, you know, all you have to show is one of the people involved in the lawsuit or involved in the situation were within that area, and they're saying, hey, that's where it's based out of, where basically this op-ed came out of.
Now, defamation and slander are typically done in federal court, are they not?
Okay, now let me go through that. Yeah, that's you're right. You can do it in the state court.
I mean, I'm just saying that if you want to be sure and get it, I mean, if you're going to pop around venues, it's either got to be either where she was or he was, or it's got to be brought in a federal court, I would think.
Well, no, you can bring it in state court. Too. Yep. But here's let's go over defamation really quick.
And
it's basically slander, libel. Slander is it's spoken, libel written. That's what you've always known. That's the ABCs of law. But the general rules, and again, this is general. If a person is liable for defamation, they have to prove that it was a false statement, and then it caused damages, and they somehow published it or told other people. That's the basics. So that's clearly in this case. the three things they're going to have to argue that was it false or not that this occurred, and did it cause Johnny Depp damages, and did it get published or other people get told? That's even an argument that you could say no because they never mentioned his name, right?
I'd just like to point out, too, like in it, we're touching on a couple other of these defamation lawsuits, and I looked up the defamation definition for California as well. There's actually a third one, and that was that the person had to say it negligently or recklessly.
Negligent,
well,
meaning they did not know whether it was true.
Well, here's the deal. That's why you're going to have to differentiate this. It depends if they are an average citizen or if they're a celebrity. If it's a celebrity, it's a higher standard. There's got to show a reckless disregard or malice of the public figure. So it's a higher standard. So, you know, Cal Hunter, the most famous person in the United States, it might, you know, it has to be reckless disregard or malice.
In my mind, it's absolutely true.
Yes, that's exactly right. Three-time Emmy Award nominee, never a winner.
Never
why not?
Why not? Who would it be?
Now, there are exceptions.
That's defamation. That's defamation. Yeah,
there are exceptions. Truth is an exception, right?
Right.
Also, believe it or not, witness, if you're a witness at trial or a legislative, you know, hearing, that's an exception. You can, if you slandered someone or libeled them, guess what? If it's in the a witness trial or legislative hearing, then that may be an exception.
What about a lawyer in court? Can a lawyer make knowingly false claims against persons they're suing or something and be exempt from defamation?
Well, here's the answer. You can sue under everything. So I don't know that.
No.
You can sue for Oreo cookies not being thick enough.
No,
I don't know.
I get that.
Well, they make those huge ones now.
But yeah, that's exactly right. Well, that is a point.
So it's all good.
And you have First Amendment issues, freedom to press,
sure.
Cal. That's another issue. So anyway, that's what's going on with them. So, you know, she's claiming this defamation. I think it's going to be a tough one for Jack Sparrow to say that he was defamated because...
isn't it defamed?
No, defamated.
Yes.
Defamated.
It is defamed, but defamated puts an interesting twist on it.
I wanted to say defamated because I think that's an important part. It's my new word, defamated. So whether or not Jack Sparrow was defamated or not depends upon what occurred. And I just don't know that's going to be a tough row to hoe. Even though he's won this first little, venue issue, that's going to be pretty tough to move beyond that. So, and then what we're going to talk about next is an interesting one too. Is we got to talk about Jesse Smollett. Jesse Smollett, remember, is the individual. This is a defamation suit also that claimed that he was injured by, you know, basically Trump supporters that said this is MAGA country and beat on him and put a little noose around his neck. There's something funny about that I'm going to talk about when we come back. But now he who's suing him is the two individuals that he allegedly hired to do this to him, and they're suing him for a defamation lawsuit because he's saying no, I didn't do it. It's these guys are lying.
He's sticking by his guns.
So that's what's going on. We're going to be back after this and get into the Smollett case and talk more about defamation.
More Radio Law Talk is coming right up. If you feel like you've been defamated, call your local attorney and find out.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply.
They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Your turn. Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Penny.
Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk if you want to talk to us while we're live. Remember, if after the fact you want to listen to us, you can go to www.radiolawtalk.com, and we do have all of these shows podcasted, and you can listen to them. You can even look it up by topic. Say you want to look up a topic of Chuck Norris, and I don't remember if you can type in Chuck Norris and see if there's a lawsuit that we talked about with Chuck Norris. I had some people tweet this week to me, ask, hey, how do I look this up, or how do I find this? And it's like, just type it in, and it'll search for you.
Actually, Chuck Norris will find you. Nobody looks for Chuck
That's
Norris.
That's true. Yeah, Chuck Norris. But or whatever you want to talk about.
Chuck Norris, a stunt double, Cal Hunter,
that's exactly right. But don't forget.
I've refereed a basketball game with one of his kids, and I lived in mortal fear.
You can email us at info@radiolawtalk.com if this show makes it the next 3 hours. It'll be a miracle. I'm not quite sure. We were talking about Depp. We just finished defamation. Now, Jesse Smollett, those of you who've lived under a rock, as I always say, Jesse Smollett is a gay black young man that is on a TV show that Todd knows all about the TV show. I don't know what it is. I don't watch TV shows like that. So I do watch TV, but not that. I'm just not a guy that watches, those sitcoms. I just don't do it. But anyway, he apparently, again, this is all allegation, he sets up these two individuals, these two Nigerian brothers, to come down and fake beating him up. This is the allegations. And then he calls the police, and this is what's interesting. They supposedly beat him up, put a noose around his neck, poured some liquid on him, and he claims, yelled, "This is MAGA country," and used racial and homophobic slurs. Now, come to find out, the two individuals that did this came and testified, no, he paid us to do this to make it as a stunt or make it look like it happened when it really didn't.
With a check.
Paid them
with a check.
There was some, which is traceable. I don't know why you'd pay him with a check. But
that's the question I'm raising.
Yeah. All kinds of video footage, and the guys were actually found on camera. The Chicago PD found them and said, hey, we need help identifying them. Then when they tracked them down, they're like, oh, yeah, we did that, you know. Paid us some money. We fake beat him up, and then we went on our way. Actually,
happens
they went
all
on
the
vacation
time.
Or something after that. They went on like a on a trip.
Here's the best part about it. So the police officers show up, and there's Jesse Smollett in his apartment standing there, like what, about an hour later or whatever, sometime later, with supposed bruises, and he's got the noose around his neck, and it's sitting there. And the officers told him, "What are you doing? Take that thing off." You know, isn't that bizarre? You keep it. You know, you think if some perpetrator did that to you and put a noose around your neck, the minute they walk, you throw it off.
He was counting on somebody hearing it on the scanner and bringing news crews with him. I would almost.
Yeah, they were body
that's
cams.
Just my theory. I'm saying that news crews, and maybe TV, they're going to hear about this. Oh, Jesse Small. You know, because he wanted to boost his career. He wanted video and pictures of this to get out somehow. At least that's the one legal theory on which the prosecution was.
So now he kind of, according to these brothers, they got slandered by saying it was them and he didn't. I don't know. I haven't read the allegations of these brothers, but basically they're saying you slandered us. And what's happened is right now they're trying to dismiss the lawsuit, Jesse Smollett's lawyers. And on the side, what's happening is Jesse Smollett have an independent counsel supposedly coming in to review to see whether or not they're going to continue to prosecute him because the prosecutor dropped all charges, and then there's allegations back and forth as to wonder why this prosecutor dropped the charges.
Here's a couple of interesting notes. The law firm that the brothers actually hired is based out of California. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you noticed that, but and so in their rebuttal, they're actually invoking a California law, even though this took place
in Chicago.
Yeah. So it goes back to kind of the forum shopping and the venue type thing.
Well, what happens also is a lot of times they'll use that. What people don't realize is they use that as not precedent. It's precedent in another state, but that state doesn't have to use it under the law. So what happens is there are laws in California or in Texas, but if a Pennsylvania court doesn't have any laws or any – let's say not laws, but any case law on that rulings.
They'll bring in something from that.
Let's say here's an example of what some other states do, and that's how they do it. And that's important to note that, and we're going to talk about that later today. They'll bring in, look, we don't have anything specific like this in Illinois, but look what's going on with this case in California. A lot of times people or states, it depends, as weird as it sounds, it depends what state it is. A lot of times, I'm not quite sure I care what's happening in Idaho, but if it's happening in...
Hey.
I know that. That's why I said that. But if it's, New York or California or, Chicago, these are major cities, then sometimes they look at it. But that's another defamation lawsuit. We're going to follow that. But guess what? The Covington Catholic teen, the famous young man that was down at Washington, D.C., that allegedly, had some confrontation with an American Indian, which the news reports came out, supposedly. The allegations are against the boy when they didn't do their homework, basically. And
this was the rush to judgment case by a bunch of media that reported that somehow because the kid had a red MAGA hat on and he was a white Catholic, that he was somehow the perpetrator of this confrontation.
Right.
Isn't that really what it gets
right? And
to?
Basically, after they started looking at the video footage and everything else, it showed that they were basically were wrong, flat out. I mean, they were just flat out wrong.
Right.
And as much as Cal, you and I talk about the importance of the press, I'm it's very important that the press has to have a little bit of latitude, even if they get it wrong, Cal. That's what you brought
up. It's called freedom of the press, and
right.
Congress shall make no law. But on the other hand, you have to expect that practitioners that carry such a huge weight of public opinion behind them should practice responsibly, I would think.
Yeah, but guess what? With the way the Internet is going,
this
happened 30 years ago, Cal, and we didn't have they could have reported it a little more objectively, maybe not had to rush so quick to do it, because guess what? Everyone's got iPhones and Facebook. And don't forget Google. Yahoo has don't they have like a Yahoo News?
Oh, sure. Everybody.
Google News.
Yeah.
They all have news.
Google News, Apple News.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Anymore, it's all about clickbait, man. You see a headline and it's click. It's all about clicks. It's about traffic.
It is not about journalism. Honestly is not about journalism. And I think that's what happened. I mean, when this happened with the paper, then other people decided to pile on with their opinions. And I think that's what the lawsuit was about, was that this inaccurate or irresponsible reporting, if you want to look at it that way, drew other people in to pile on this little kid. I mean, this, you know, young teen. And I think isn't that kind of what this seemed like it was about to you?
Well, yeah, it was. And the problem here is it was a minor. Now, if it was a person over the age of 18, I wouldn't have been so sensitive to
right,
it.
Right.
But I was very sensitive due to the fact there are laws about what you can say and do about a minor child. And that's why I thought this had a little bit of traction due to the fact that he was a minor child. And that's a different standard. But you know, I don't care. You know, we stay politically neutral. But they flat out got it wrong, in my opinion. But again, they say, well, yeah, we had to go once we found more evidence.
Some of them kind of took it back.
Yeah,
too.
Took
They're
it back
like, okay,
and,
we weren't.
And say this.
It was a half-hearted retraction.
Yes,
it was. If you read the retraction, it was not really full voice. Full-throated, as you would say.
Right. So what the judge comes down here is basically he threw the case out. This one is against. Now, there's two going against, one against CNN and is an NBC. And that one is still going, but this one here is against the Washington Post. And the actual judge threw the whole case out on a motion to dismiss.
And it did say to you that if it is appealable, that they're gonna attempt to appeal it.
Yeah, and he did it on the grounds of First Amendment, which
sure.
Some degree I lean toward the First Amendment.
You've got to have that. But the dad said, look, if they're going to toss this out, no teenager, no minor in America is safe from people just piling on.
But then you can argue if they won the case, that is Sandman, it's not safe for these reporting agencies.
For news practitioners. Yeah.
So, yeah, no matter what, Cal, I think it's a I don't want to say the D word, but
it's a loose
darn
case.
If you do, darn if you don't.
I thought you were going to say defamated.
Defamated. This is not a defamated case. When we come back the next hour, we're going to have some fun and talk about some men arrested for doing things to animals.
Defamating?
We'll be right back.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.